Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bibles and read Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 13. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 13. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, and magnify you, that you are our strength, our fortress, and the salvation of our souls. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Yes. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, and your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your laziness, lack of commitment, your bad stewardship, your negligence, your stubbornness, your envy, jealousy, your lies, corruptions, and compromises, your lack of prayers and reading of God's word in the Bible. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us. So we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Trust him that he will provide all your needs and not your want. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and the plans to their families. We pray to give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Give them good health, strength, a stable job, and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for parents to unite to implement the discipline orders on their children according to your word. We pray, Lord, for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy and that they will accept the discipline of their parents. Lord, cleanse the children from the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents, to continue to read your word in the Bible, that they will start to serve you from now on and continue to do your works. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily time together for worship, reading your word, and prayers. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for all of them to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you give to us to bless and sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a regular, to bring to you our tithes, first fruits, offerings, and vows. Lord, help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently, for our service is not to please men but to please you, so that our light shall shine before men, that they may see our good work and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give jobs to those who are jobless. And give wisdom and solution to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you will meet all their needs. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and this and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, help us, empower us with your Holy Spirit, how to give them advices and to teach them of your ways. Lord, we pray to deliver them from the sins, from the darkness, to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, put in their hearts the fear of you and humble them to obey you and to receive the salvation that comes from you, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed in all those countries. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people who live in all those countries, that they will know you and be aware that we are your people. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and to follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach people and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more filled to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. Lord, we pray that you bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husband, the translation, and use all opportunities to reach them with your word and to impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and to your church. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them tactfully your ways, and to heal the sick, to evangelize, to declare to them your will, so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our service today. Bless every item of our worship. Bless our prayers, our worship songs, and your word that we will hear today. Speak to us, Lord. Bless also this recording. Make it reach the rest of the church congregations and members, and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your church and your people. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Alone, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We come to your presence today, O Lord, putting our trust in you and in your word. You are the living God, O Lord Jesus, and your word is the living word. Thank you, O Lord God. Truly, Lord God, we come before you because we desire to worship you and adore you. Thank you, Lord, for the past week. Thank you for helping each one of us and protecting us, O Lord God. Thank you for your love and your grace day after day. We love to worship you, Lord.
I love to worship you.
Thank you, O Lord. You be the Lamb that was slain for our sins. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and fresh fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 12, it says, bring ye all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat into mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, I praise you and thank you for all the material things you entrusted to us. And as we give what is due for you, open the floodgates of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives for the fulfillment of your promises to us. Lord, bless this money to reach the lost and more congregation to be planted. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Good morning. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Our message today is, why certain times God does not answer our prayers, and why certain times God's answer is late. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 88, and let's read verse 1 and 2 and verse 13 and 14. Psalm 88, verse 1 and 2 and verse 13 and 14. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee, and incline thine ear unto my cry. Verse 13. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? Lord, thank you for this time you give us. O Lord, speak to us through your word. And I pray, O God, anoint this message and at my lips. And whatever the purpose of sending this message, shall your purpose prevail. I pray for changing in the life of your people who are here and other places. Take it and spread it to reach people who need this word of yours. I pray for revival, pray for commitment, and I pray for people to give their life fully to you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture from Psalm 88 is the cry of a man to God. He's praying, but his prayers are not answered. It seems God has neglected him. Why does God tarry a certain time not answer our prayers? There's a number of possible reasons can be given. Maybe it is not God's intended time. Or God may have to alter circumstances in order to meet your needs in the best way. Or God may have things he wants to work in your life and change before he answers. And there are many more reasons. God is always listening to his people, but in certain situations he will not respond because of uncertainties that only you can answer. The following are possible answers of why God certain times does not answer our prayers and why certain times his answer is late. Number one, lack of prayer. Or have you prayed? Many of us have serious problem regarding the prayer time. All seem to pray, but have no consistent or disciplined time in prayer. We can always find time to eat, to find rest, to sleep, to work, to have fun, but it seems so difficult to find time to pray. We mentally acknowledge the value and importance of prayer, yet time and again we neglect a quiet time with God. We evade with certain excuses like, I am tired, I am busy, or God knows my need already, or we ask someone to pray for us. Jesus said in John 16, verse 22, 23, and 24. And in that day, John 16, verse 23 and 24. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Yet hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Many times you are sick and you run to have medicine and you don't remember to pray. You have a problem, you run for solutions, you ask help from people, but you forget to pray to God. James chapter 4, verse 2. James chapter 4, verse 2. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. Number two, why certain times God does not answer our prayers? You have asked in other names, or have you prayed in the name of Jesus? The power of a prayer is only possible by coming to God in the name of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. John chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. God will not answer prayers in the name of Mary or the rest of the saints, Paul, Peter, Andrew, etc. And the rest of the human names or idols of this world. As well as you must know that to pray in Jesus' name is more than just attaching his name to the end of whatever we have prayed. Using the name of Jesus effectively depend on our relationship to him and our obedience to his word. Moreover, in making requests, our heart should be aligned with Christ's purpose and his will. Number three, your lack of faith in God. Or have you prayed in faith? Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Faith in God that he will work in our behalf is the byproduct of our relationship, confidence, and trust in God. when we believe without doubt that the Lord will do as he had promised. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in a prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. This also means that you have the mind of Christ, that you are aware that you are asking him what is God's with his plan and purpose. And so you need to have the faith on him that he would do it for his glory. Number four, you have doubt. Or have you asked God with a double mind? James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse 5 to verse 8. If any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, is driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you pray and ask God to give you wisdom, then trust God that he will give you wisdom to manage your life, because that is the will of God in your life, and to help you to take the right decision. After you prayed for such a request, you should not doubt and you should not be double-minded that God will not answer you, trusting God that he will help you to take the right step in your life. Also, certain times when you pray and God do something that he closed the way or blocked you from certain things, then you need to trust God that God had answered your prayers. When God say to you no, then that is the answer for your prayer. Number five, you have asked God your wants and the sinful desires of your flesh and not your needs. Or have you prayed with the wrong motive? Sometimes when you pray, you ask God for so many things. You imagine that you are in the shopping mall desiring for every displayed item. God shall not give you your wants, but God shall give you your needs. Sometimes you ask for something that you want to spend on certain aspects that cause you to sin, that you spend what God gives you on smoking, drinking, gambling, adultery, etc. Or you ask God to give you the rights of other people or what is not due for you, and you want to use that for fighting with others. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. From James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence every of your lust, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. The Lord rejects prayer that springs up from the sin of greed, lust, and selfishness. God wants you to be conformed to the image of his Son. He will not grant you requests that will hurt you or frustrate and undermine his design for your life or others' lives. God will not grant you something to fulfill your desire of the flesh or to entertain the work of the devil in your life. Be careful also. Be careful also not to insist on God to give you something by force, because later on you will pay the price heavily of your request. God will do that because that is the last thing. Remain to teach you not to ask wrong thing or in wrong motive from God. That what had happened when the Israelites insisted on God to give them meat to eat in the wilderness. He gave them a quail to eat, but while the flesh in their mouths, those who lusted were plagued and put to death. Numbers, book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 33 to verse 34. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. Those that had lusted after meat and despised the manna that God gave them. Therefore, he sent them pestilence to punish them. He provided for them the manna, the healthy food, but they rejected it. And so when God sent them the quail, those who indulged in eating it with the gluttony, God punished them because they knew the law of God already, but still did not follow and did not have self-control. Psalm 106 and verse 14 and 15. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert, and he gave them their request, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. So when you know the word of God and your need is met, then you need to behave and do not ask God wrong things. Otherwise, if you insist and keep grumbling, he may give you, but he will also punish you. The other example is when the Israelites insisted on Samuel to give them a king to lead them as other nations, in which they rejected God and not Samuel, as the Lord declared to him. 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they had said unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Finally, God gave them what they asked. And ultimately, the Israelites lost their battle in front of the Philistines in the Mount of Gilboa. Hosea chapter 13. Hosea chapter 13 and verse 11. The word of God say, I give thee a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. Why certain times God does not answer our prayers, and why certain times God's answer is late? Number 6, lack of reverence to God. Or have you prayed with reverence to God? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Prayer is meant to be a two-way communication with God. We must realize that during prayer, the Holy Spirit will often give us an inner witness, the sense of peace and faith as we pray in reverence and in awe of God. God is the all-knowing God who deserves to be worshipped and be adored, not just by word, but by listening heart. You must also discern that you need to pray and not just much words, thinking that God will answer you because of your many words. Therefore, you need to fear God and revere Him, so your prayers will not be hindered. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. So when you pray, you need to behave, and you speak precisely and in reverence of what you need to ask God. And no need to speak much words, and no need of repetition. Number 7. You are boastful, or have you humbly prayed? Prayer is not boasting and showing off, but humbling before God. Some are praying not for God to hear, but for people to hear them. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. The purpose of God for a prayer is that you speak to God and you listen to Him when He speaks to you. Prayer is not to let people listen to you and not to impress people with your prayer. God shall reward you as you avoid boasting in such a way. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, where you are. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. The meaning here of this arrangement that when you pray, you need to go to your room is not that compulsory to pray in your room and not in other places, but God should listen to your prayers and not the people. Number 8, you are boastful and self-righteous. Or have you looked down on others, considering yourselves better than others before God? Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fasted twice in the week, I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other, for everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The tax collector, who was a sinner, went to the temple to pray and went home justified, because he approached God with humbleness and repented heart. He was telling God that he was a sinner and was pleading with God to have mercy on him. But the Pharisee was boastful and self-righteous and brought before God about his good doings, but did not see what he lacked of humility, his pride and boasting. He took God for granted and did not ask God to have mercy on him, and so went home with his sins not forgiven. In humbling ourselves before God, we need to confess and ask forgiveness for our sins and mistakes. We need to plead with God to have mercy on us and forgive us our wrongdoings and restore us back to him. Number nine. You have not forgiven others. Or have you non-forgiveness toward others? God shall forgive you and listen to your prayers when you repent as you forgive others. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:15. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Non-forgiveness is a hindrance for our prayers to be answered. Mark 11:25. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Forgive others, so God shall forgive you and answer your prayers. Number 10, you are keeping sin in your heart, or have you prayed with a pure heart? Deliberate and non-repented sin will hinder and destroy our prayer life. Psalm chapter 66, verse 18 and 19. Psalm 66, verse 18 and 19. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath hear me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. In ourselves, we are never worthy to come before God. But Jesus Christ has made that possible for us when he died on the cross for our sins. So we must live a life dedicated to please God and to do his will. We need always to search and examine ourselves and see if there's any sin that we need to confess or renounce, so our prayers will not be hindered. Number 11, you are unjust with others, or have you prayed with clean hands? Injustice, abuse, and taking advantage of others will handle our prayers to God. It is not only that we need to show respect to God, but we ought also to respect one another. It is not only that we need to ask forgiveness from God, but we ought also to ask forgiveness from one another. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, they say, like ye. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels, and as better hearers together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Men should consider their wives, and should not burden them and give them responsibilities more than their capabilities and faith, for such will hinder their prayers. Men should consider their wives, they are heirs together with them of eternal life, that their salvation may be affected if they are overloaded. So men needed to be considerate with their wives. Husband, repent and ask forgiveness from your wife if you have done wrong thing to her. Wife, repent and ask forgiveness from your husband if you have done wrong thing to him. We need also to examine ourselves if we have done something wrong with others. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to verse 24. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to verse 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gifts. In the same way, if you remember that your brother has something against you, then when you come to pray or to offer your service and gift in front of the altar of God, then keep your gift there. Go and reconcile with him and do all what you can to make peace with him. If he is willing to reconcile, then well. But if he is not willing, then you have done your part. Then come and offer your prayer or service and gift to God, and it will be accepted by God. Number 12. You are doing your own will and plan, or have you prayed according to God's will and plan? 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. When you pray according to your own will, God will not listen and respond to your prayer. Also, certain times you don't see what God is giving you because you are waiting to receive according to your own will and not his will. I will repeat this. Also, certain times you don't see what God is giving you because you are waiting to receive according to your own will and not his will. Seeking the will of God in our prayer is not only pleasing to God, but we will receive the best and more than what we planned or imagined. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to verse 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I'll be found of you, say the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, say the Lord, and I will bring you again to the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. The big question is, how can you know that you are praying according to the will of God? How can you know that you are praying according to the will of God? First, God has revealed many specific instructions, commandments, and principles of His will in the Bible. Second, reading the Word of God in the Bible will show you the plan of God and the will of God in your life. Third, the more you are humble and the more you are seeking God and desiring to do His will, then the more God will be opening up to you and will speak to you about His will, and He will direct you how you will do it and live your life for it. Fourth, God shall confirm to you His plan and His will through events, and will speak to you through visions, dreams, or through His godly people to direct you fully unto it. The mode of God in answering our prayers is the way to teach us His ways, to correct us, to bring us to repentance, to discipline us, to train us, to teach us new things, to help us to overcome the power of darkness, and to build our capital of faith in Him. All our prayers will be answered in God's perfect time and will. God's answer to our prayer is never late or too early. Instead, we ourselves are late to ask and to receive what He is giving to us. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lives, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Trust Him and continue to pray, and He will reveal to you His will in full. Now, number 13. Why certain times God does not answer our prayer, and certain times God's answer is late. Number 13, you are not serious in keeping your commitment to God, or have you prayed fervently and persistently? Luke chapter 11, verse 5 to 8. And He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, let me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. Here is in this story that Jesus spoke. The man rose from his bed and opened the door at midnight and relieved the man who came to him, not because he was his friend, but because he was persistent in his knocking on his door. The important point for us is to remain faithful to God. The important point for us is to remain faithful to God and be persistent in our prayers to him. After we know God's will, then we need to persevere in doing it. God is watching us and wants us to knock only at his door and not to go to others' door. Certain time, God is delaying to give us our needs in order to test us whether we will keep standing at his door or we go and knock other doors. Certain people, I ask them, why you did such a wrong thing? They say, because we asked God, and since he did not give, we did that. They should wait and trust God and continue in prayers with faith until he answers. Through prayers, God will teach us to build our faith and trust on him rather than on material things in this world. Fervent prayer in the will of God requires that our prayer be definite and specific rather than vague and generalized petitions. Number 14, you are hindered by the devil and his demons. Or have you casted out demons out from your way by the blood and the name of Jesus? When Daniel humbled himself in a prayer and fasting to seek God and to have understanding and to discipline himself, God answered his prayers from the first day. But the answer was delayed to reach him by the angel Gabriel because the opposition of the prince of Persia, which represent either Satan, the prince and god of this world, or one of his principal demons under him, employed by him to do what mischief he could do in the court of the king of Persia against the people of God, the Jews. Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 11 to verse 13. Daniel chapter 10, verse 11 to verse 13. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when we had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard. And I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Gabriel was opposed by the power of darkness. By stirring the king of Persia against the Jews, in using people and gifts to change the mind of the king, against giving favor to the Jews, and so Michael came to help him, and that's why he was detained 21 days and was delayed to reach Daniel. In the same way, we need to behave as Daniel. When we know God's will, we need to continue to pray and fast, so the power of the devil will be overcome by Jesus Christ, our Lord, the commander of the armies of God. My dear and beloved, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The requirements of God for us in order to answer our prayers is that we need to humble ourselves, keeping our pride aside, and start to draw near to Him and to seek His face and not His hand. Seeking the hand of God, it means you are after material things only from God. But seeking the face of God is that you want to see His face happy with you. And seeking the face of God is that you are asking more details of His will and plan in your life. Then with such progress, you will be aware of your sins and mistakes, and you will decide to turn from your wicked ways, and that is repentance. And that will be the time that God shall hear your prayers, forgive your sins, and will give healing to your life, to your body, to the relationships that you have, to the people around you, and let His blessing to flow again in your life. And you will have the joy and get revived and assured that your relationship with God and your fellowship with Him has been restored. That's all it's done. Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Thank you for your word that you give us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your help and your support, oh God. Thank you for the teaching we receive today. Come now to God and repent and renounce all your sin, your worldliness, hunger, jealousy, lust, immoralities, lies, cheating, whatever sin, lack of commitment, non-forgiveness, non-willingness to suffer for Christ and living His will, but renounce your own will and plan, your lack of submission to God, your fight and strifes, repent to God. Renounce all your sins, your yoke with non-believers, wasting your time and resources on the media, news, and games. Repent of your sins. Lord, forgive me. Forgive us, O God. Forgive your church and your people. We repent, O God. We commit ourselves, O Lord, to live a life of prayer. We come back to you and to serve you wholeheartedly. Hear our prayers. Hear our cries to you, O God. O Lord, restore back. Use mightily the brethren who repented and come back to you, O God. O God, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us in the name of Jesus. Lead us into victory, O Lord. Refill us once again. We commit ourselves to serve you, O God. Help us, O God, as a church. Help us to go on and serve and do the work of yours faithfully. Lead us to evangelize, O God. There is people, I pray for revival. Lead us to people who are willing to follow you, O God. Lead us to new places. Help us to plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church, O God. O Lord, lead us and help us to continue to do the work of yours. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you. Come to God, commit your life fully to serve Him. commit themselves to you, who come back to you, Lord, who repent of their sins. Restore them, O God, and use them to save you. O God, spread your word, and let it reach the places that need to reach. O God, bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus.